to break it down. I'd say it's the way you love to dance, moving the furniture when my back is turned. A flick of the lights and the world falls away. And your office job and your silver hair, but our shapes in the dark are the reason I've stayed for all these years. I thought I was a genius, but now I'm 22.
Trust. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Stop.
Everybody, hello Kim and Constantine. You can hear me. What's up, guys? Is everyone having a good Friday?
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, great. I think we're good. All right, rad. Well, Amelia,
hi everyone.
Will be here in a second to actually.
This is Constantine.
And Kim.
We're having some crazy technical difficulties back here. We're not going to go into it, but we had to like.
Run
hardwire, yeah.
Hardwire studio B into studio A. I don't know if we're getting any signal on both on the right channel, the left channel.
I only hear it in the left, personally.
I don't know how that's possible. Maybe because we only have a mono. We're like sending a mono.
Well, no, because it's a really headphone. We're gonna figure this out.
Wait, keep talking.
Okay. Well, I should sound fine. It's yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for standing by. We're gonna figure this out. Yeah.
Talking in the mic now. Can you hear me? Hi, this is Amelia, and we're having technical difficulties, but we're working on it. Yes. Okay, so I'm on the air right now? Am I on? Right now? Oh, okay. We gotta figure it out, because you guys are magical wizards. Hello, my name is Amelia. This is this year's last edition of Post Adolescence Glow. How crazy is that? We're streaming here from 91.5 FM WMFO, Freeform Radio in Medford. And I'm super excited to be here with Alec, Daniel, Constantine, Kim, my advisor and professor, Dr. Sarah Luna, Paz, and Abby. We're so excited to have the three of them here today to present their projects. Beauvoir de Beauvoir. Simone de Beauvoir, so it's Boudoir de Beauvoir, yes. and Miss Gio. Do you guys want to go ahead and say hi?
Hi. Hello.
Yay, we're on the air now, finally. well, welcome. If you guys want to tell us a little bit about yourselves, how you met, where you guys are all from, too? I've actually, I've been meaning to ask you this, Dr. Luna, because I'm curious where you're from.
So I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Nice.
And I met these two when I came here to teach at Tufts. So
yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Do y'all want to say where you're from?
I'm from France.
Yeah, that's right. I heard about that. That's so exciting. Where are you from in France?
I grew up in Burgundy and then moved to Paris.
Nice.
I thought I would never leave Paris, but I went to Boston, and then I never left Boston. I mean, I left and I came back.
And so you settled here?
I think so.
Yeah, Boston and Paris are definitely, I feel like they're similar and different in certain ways. What do you think is the most different?
America
in general. Yeah, real. Abby, how about you? Where are you from?
I'm from the Ocean State, Rhode Island.
Wow, that's so cool. I've never been there. I always want to go.
It's a quick drive.
I know. It's on my bucket list. I'm determined to see it before I move. But yeah, I'm super excited to have this group here today. And they're going to be presenting some really interesting stuff. I'm really excited to talk through what the meaning of all of these songs is and how profound and important it is when we compare it to studying gender in the world around us as well. And yeah, I think I'm just going to go ahead and let you guys get into your first song. But this will probably go for the next hour. And then you'll be hearing some songs from Daniel and I. And we're going to be playing some of my favorite songs from senior year because it's a celebration. Because it's the last day. How crazy is that?
Yay!
Woo! Ooh. All right. Congrats. I'm super excited to hear your first song. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You are my master, Hegel. I am your slave. I am the free one, Hegel. Because I can work, work, work all my tears away. Work, work, work all my fears away. Work, work, and change the world in my mind, in my mind, in my mind. I want to love you to the death. I want to fight you to the death. I want to love you to the death. I want to fight you to the death. I want to synthesize all over your face. You are my master, Hegel. I am your slave. I am the free one, Hegel. 'Cause you can put your key in my ignition. You ain't gonna get no recognition. You ain't gonna get no recognition from me, from me, from me. I want to love you to the death. I want to fight you to the death. I want to love you to the death. I want to fight you to the death. I want to synthesize, synthesize. Synthesize all over your face. You got me so hot, Hegel, I can't think straight. All I want to do is sublate, consume you, transcend you, and synthesize all over your face.
Oh my God, that was so fun. That was so incredible. I loved the, like, first of all, the synths were so cool, and it really kind of grounded the speech in a really special way, too, because that almost, like, I feel like the lower tones, the grounding bass sounds usually form kind of like the beat of the song, but in this sense, I feel like it really is warped and switched around in a super cool and creative way, so I love that. So clearly that song was inspired by Hegel, I guess. I don't know. Do you guys want to explain it?
Yeah. So I had to read a lot of Hegel in graduate school at the University of Chicago. And the band, Boudoir de Beauvoir, it used to be called Kegels for Hegel.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And so that was kind of it started off as being kind of these ambivalent love songs to these philosophers who I kind of like was influenced by but kind of hated too, so kind of talking back to them. So yeah, this one was about Hegel, and it was actually the first song for the Kegels for Hegel project, and then Pos like recreated some of the, at first I did the first one with GarageBand, not knowing anything about music.
It's hard.
And Pos kind of recreated it more recently.
Well, there's a very cool setup back there for those who can't see it. It's very fun. I can imagine you like DJing, Pos, like you're very like suave with the keys and the knobs and things.
I just don't know, that's what I do.
It's very badass, I like it. Well, so when did this group start playing then together? The
first Boudoir de Beauvoir?
Sure.
Because Kegels for Hegel started in 2011, but wow, Boudoir de Beauvoir kind of started, was kind of part of Kegels for Hegel, and then the last few years has been doing a thing. And then Miss Gio, when did y'all start? 2011. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys have been working together for so much longer than I think any other group we've ever had here, and
it's,
I love to.
It's not been easy.
It's because we're old.
Well, you have each other, and you've made some very cool stuff. You don't sound old at all. You sound very young and hip. Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys get in to your next song.
Okay.
Oh, Darwin.
You must engage in competition if you want that prize position. Show me uppers, show me nethers. Boy, let's see those pretty feathers.
Pretty feathers, pretty feathers.
Oh, Charles, you are so seductive. Got me feeling so reproductive. Let's take a voyage on your beagle. You'll be sailing spread eagle.
Sexual selection. I like your look. Sexual selection. Is that all it took? Sexual selection. I like your look. Sexual selection. Is that all it took? Oh, Darwin, huh?
I have had enough flirtation. Now it's time for penetration. Got my spare parts and my Vic skin. Have you seen Bend Over Boyfriend?
Have you seen Bend Over Boyfriend?
Charlie, you are quite perceptive. I'm vigorous and I'm receptive. It's your turn to do the steering, but I don't need your offspring rearing.
Oh, darling. Oh, darling.
Sexual selection. I like your look.
Oh, darling.
Sexual selection. Is that all it took?
Oh, Darwin.
Sexual selection. I like your look.
Oh, Darwin.
Sexual selection. Is that all it took?
Oh, Darwin. Oh, darling. I like your look.
I love that. We made, that's Darwin, right? So yeah. We made it so sexy. Sexual selection. That's so funny. Because I'm like sitting here listening to the words being like, okay, what's being said right now? It's so fun. It's academic. We never have anything like this on here. I love it.
Yeah, the first version of that was like very like repronormative and heteronormative. Okay. So we tried to make it a little bit, you know, a little queer.
Yeah, I love that. So, like, would you say that bringing yourself back to kind of questioning some of these functional normative ideas we have in the world, like, is an important tool for you when you're songwriting?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's, yeah, definitely something that kind of drives me in both in research and teaching and in music. It's
absolutely
fun. Yeah.
I feel like it gives us something to grab onto almost. And it, I feel like being critical makes things tangible in my world, yeah, at least. And you can really listen to people who are making music that aren't being critical. And yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And I feel like I love to see so many different types of people come in here, because it really kind of allows you to differentiate like what other people are doing with their art. And I will say you guys are definitely unique compared to a lot of the different groups we've had. And I'm really enjoying it. Super special. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we'll have one more song and then we could maybe talk a little bit more if you guys want about your process or how you ground yourself in songwriting, or if there are any things coming up you're excited about. I would love to hear about what your experiences opening for Lahore Vajistan were last week. Was it both Miss Geo and Boudoir de Beauvoir, or was it just one of the groups, or I wasn't quite sure.
Just Boudoir de Beauvoir.
Fun. Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to hear about that, if that's something you're interested in talking about, or things you're excited about for the future. That's I'm hoping to maybe jump into some of those topics after the next song.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay, cool.
So the next song is called Take Me to Your Borderlands. It's written to Chicana dyke feminist Gloria Anzaldúa.
Yay.
The U.S.-Mexico border is una herida abierta, where the third world grates against the first and bleeds. And before a scab forms, it hemorrhages again. The lifeblood of two worlds merging to form a third country, a border culture. Borders are set up to define the places that are safe and unsafe, to distinguish us from them. A border is a dividing line, a narrow strip along a steep edge. A borderland is a vague and undetermined place created by the emotional residue of an unnatural boundary, is in a constant state of transition. The prohibited and the foreign are its inhabitants. I want a bulldogger, lots of swagger, spicy and sweet. A smart Tejana, yeah, I wanna good enough to eat. We can heal our dichotomous splits, straddle borderlands with tongues and words and clits. Anzaldúa, Anzaldúa, take me to your borderlands. Anzaldúa, Anzaldúa, take me to your borderlands. And then she said, te quiero conquistar, como las Américas, te quiero saborear. Como un elote y vas a trabajar. No hay beneficios y te va a gustar. And I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. I want a matcha dyke who does it right, a Texican queer. Real perverse who gives good verse, piercing tongue and ear. Sweet mestiza consciousness, where do you learn to fuck like this? Deconstructing subjectivity, orgasmic multiplicity. Eternally hard, eternally hung. I can't tame your wild tongue. Anzaldúa, Anzaldúa, take me to your borderlands. Anzaldúa, Anzaldúa, take me to your borderlands. And then she said, te quiero conquistar, como las Américas, te quiero saborear, como un elote y vas a trabajar. No hay beneficios y te va a gustar. And I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. I really liked it. I really liked it. I really liked it. been caught speaking Spanish at recess. That was good for 3 licks on the knuckles with a sharp ruler. Wild tongues can't be tamed. They can only be cut out. I will have my serpent's tongue, my woman's voice, my sexual voice, my poet's voice. I will overcome the tradition of silence.
Yeah, the last verse was incredible. Wait, so did you write the last verse, or was that also something that she wrote? Oh,
the things that I was just reading instead of singing are from her, her book.
Yeah, because I like the part where you started talking about like speaking Spanish at recess, for example. I was like, you know, I bet that other people like I bet you very well could have experienced that. I mean, getting hit on the knuckles is a different thing.
Yeah, but I think my mom. It happened to my mom. Yeah, she wasn't allowed to speak Spanish in her elementary schools in Texas. Yeah,
that's crazy. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I think it's really interesting to kind of like connect the eroticism of like wild tongues to speech and language that is not allowed. Like I think that's really awesome. There's something very powerful about that. I'm like, what was my next question? I'd love to talk about your guys' experience opening for La Horrible Dawn last week. How was that?
You seem like you're going to say something fast. Do you want to say something? No, good. It was, for me, it was amazing. It was wonderful. I was like wanting to bring that show to Tufts for a long time. So I was really happy as like now directing WGSS. I was able to do that. And then being able to open for Lahore. Awesome. Colleagues, students, friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was wonderful seeing photos of it. I was really sad I wasn't able to make it. But it's so fun to be able to see you guys do art and have this incredible creative space and life outside of your work life as well, because I think that's something that like I at least personally find myself really curious about with my professors. I'm like, what is your life like outside of Tufts?
You don't want to know.
I want to know so badly. Like, you don't even know. I'm like, let me know your secrets, please.
But it's
it's so awesome to have you guys here, because it's also like, it's really just a testament to how multifaceted we all are and just how much we really have going on in our lives outside of the music, which I mean outside of the schoolwork, which I think is something that we often forget in the classroom too. So it's really important to be able to kind of have shared creative spaces too. I really love it. So do you guys have any more performances coming up that you've been planning or are excited about? We're just relaxing now. Like,
we have a Miss Geo performance coming up. So for the next band that we'll be playing, on May 17th, it's a sapphic show.
Oh, awesome. Yes, I love that. Yeah. Well, I'll remember to shout that out at the end, but I might have you guys play 2 songs back to back now, and then we could chat a little bit more. Let's see. I have the list you gave me, but so we just finished. So 2 more, and then we'll switch to Miss Geo. Yep.
Sounds
wonderful.
Good.
Okay, sounds great.
Children, class is in session. The library is officially open. Today, we're going to learn how to
Kegel.
Minds, flexible, knowledge, seminal, bodies, penetrable. Creative seats so precious, making art so reckless, ideas so infectious. Let's build some rapport, work that pelvic floor, I think you can squeeze more. Are you feeling loose? Let us reproduce, you're so full of quality juice. The anus unites us, ideas inside us, spreading our seed to all who invite us. Kegel to the beat, can you feel the heat? Got to squeeze that meat, or a dildo treat. Kegel to the beat. Expansions temporal, fixations oral. tutorial. I'm good at seclusion. Let's do some fusion, and then I'll make you a vegan Reuben. Huh, the status quo, words are dildos, books are embryos. I'm full of sensation, it's a celebration, an act of sublation. My ideas entice you, they're growing inside you. If you spread them, it will delight you. Kegel to the beat, can you feel the heat? Got to squeeze that meat for a dildo treat. Kegel to the beat. Kegel to the beat. Kegel to the beat. Kegel to the beat.
That was so fun. I love that. Kegels are really important.
Yes.
And I was not taught that early enough in my life.
Yes. Important to work those muscles. Yeah.
It is. Because when you don't, it's wow.
Things
consequences.
Can,
yeah. We're not going to talk about that though.
And this next song, Abby's going to join and back us up. And this is the one that we wrote with Sarah Pinto that we performed for the first time. At the Lessons in Drag of Lahore. So it's called
Yay.
Read Me. It's a love song to Eve Sedgwick.
Nice.
I want your generosity. I want your paranoia too. Read me, please, in all the ways till I'm a part of you. Read my excessive meaning. Possibilities and gaps, multivalent signifiers, read my overlaps. Read me very slowly, read me with your lips. Hold me near your throbbing heart and read me with your hips. Read your fingers, read me with your eyes. I might make you breathless if you read me with your thighs. You can read me in a chair if you can stand the heat. Painfully exciting, you might slide off your seat. Read me solitary. Read me in a crowd. Read me to your husband, but please say my name out loud. Read me very slowly. Read me with your lips. Hold me near your throbbing heart and
so wonderful. I love that. So you got, this is your newest song. What was the yes. process like for writing that song?
Oh, that's a good question. First, I mean, Sarah and I first were trying to write a country song.
It's
and then it didn't really work out. And then Paz intervened and she was like, you guys are never going to finish this. So she gave us music and yeah.
Saved the day. I just feel like these genres are so different, so it's like bridging that gap can be really challenging, and I've certainly found myself in similar shoes
yeah
points
yeah definitely.
Well, I really want to be able to give you guys as much time as possible for your next set. We'll have about, it's about 12:45 right now. So, hey, wait, guys. Is anyone Studio A? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a PSA later. I'm going to have you guys introduce Miss Gio. Tell us a little bit about how that's different from Boudoir de Beauvoir and kind of what that group looks like.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're Miss Gio. It's myself, Abby, and Paz. We met around 2011. I was playing some acoustic stuff in an Apple store, and then Paz came to watch. We started talking about music. We shared a lot of songs and bands we both enjoy listening to. And then from there, we just started jamming. And busking actually in Harvard Square.
That's so fun.
One time.
Yeah. It was one time.
You wouldn't have needed to tell me that. I would have believed you did it all summer long, you know.
I went all the way and got like some sort of license, but we played once because we happened to get a real gig. Like, yes. I think, was it a week or so later, and then we opened for Lovers in the Middle East. Upstairs.
Fun. Yeah.
And then from there, we're like, okay, I guess we're a band. Let's just continue playing and writing songs.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
It's a really, like, cute, like, meet cute story, too, of, like, running into each other while you were playing at the Apple Store. I feel like it takes some courage, too, to busk in public like that. And I always really admire people who do that. So you have to get a license for that?
You do.
Wow, I did not know that.
And then you have to figure out, because some people are here on a regular basis, so you don't want to be in their space.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to figure out where you can play.
Gotta find your spot.
Off. Yeah, you have to find a spot. It's so tricky.
That's so funny. I'm like, I want to screw around with that.
Hey.
Well, I'm super excited to have you guys here today and introduce Miss Gio. I'm probably going to ask you guys to go ahead and play your first song, and we can chat a little more.
And the vibes are fresh, if the vibes are clean, they've got stocks and bonds, shoot our drum machines, and they paint us red, but the holes are green. With the blackest light, see the orange gleam. With the flower souls, with the record shrines, and you've never seen a place like this before. Similar minds, similar minds, similar minds, similar minds. There is a rhythm in this room. There is a mouse on the there is a rhythm in this room. There is a love.
I love that. We were like, wait, there's a guitar being played right now. we can't hear the guitar. Press the guitar. We got the guitar working now. It was heard. Just to clarify, that was why I was in there poking around.
That was great. Thank you. Thank you for poking.
Of course. That was so fun. So, like, as far as pulling the synths and the guitar together, do you guys usually do that together and, like, work on pulling music? Or how does it work? Does, like, one person bring an idea and then you build off of it? I'm very curious.
Yeah, we usually start remote.
Okay.
Putting some stuff and then we put it together and smash it together.
Nice.
Synergy.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I think it's really important to kind of be able to step away and do your own thing and then bring it into the group, because it allows it to kind of also continue to be its own thing. I find that I really like tend to get a little lost in the sauce when I'm riding with other people, but it's also because like I'm a little bit like, I feel like usually musically inept, so I don't know.
Same.
It doesn't matter, you still do good music, you know. Like, that's me too. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more just about kind of what these songs mean to you as well. If you guys want to introduce your next song before you play it, that would be wonderful. Also, like, I mean, if the songs are just for fun and you don't feel like there's like a big substantive story behind it, that's also totally normal and cool. But yeah, I mean, whatever you guys want to share.
Yeah, this next song is the first song we wrote together. It's actually very important to us, but it's also the song that people like. That I don't know why, since then we have not been able to have a song that people like as much. We're looking forward to, but you let us know you like this song, because that's the one. But yeah, it is also the beginning of the band, because that's like the one song where we're just like poking around and
fine,
and just turn into this thing.
Love that. And I feel like there's so many artists that everybody's favorite song is not the most meaningful song to them.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to hear that at least. cool. Well, I'm excited.
Took what was yours. Can't be replaced with another. I've got waves naked to save. But I've got waves and naked to save.
Before the control in my head got so big I could not recognize. gets me. You met me before the control. I could not even break. Let's just take all our chances. You met me before the control. And this can't be the end. I won't let this define me. You met me before the control. And my head got so big I could not recognize me.
I hate to say it, I understand why that's everyone's favorite. It was fun. I loved it. I'm curious, like, what your musical inspirations are. Like, are there any artists that you guys tend to kind of, like, take, like, I don't know, play an homage to, I guess?
I guess I kind of grew up actually listening to stuff that was different than what we're playing. So more like grungy,
nice.
Belly throwing muses, Pavement Pixies,
love it.
That whole,
we love Pavement over here.
Yeah.
Daniel has a Pavement t-shirt that he always wears. It's like a long sleeve shirt, right? It's a drippy shirt. I'm curious if you guys know the XX, because you sound so much like them.
We cover them once.
Yeah. I was like, you gotta play something like them. That's so awesome. So what was that song about, would you say? Is it a song about something at all, or because there are definitely like lyrics that we're saying
things. There's a line, "Naked is safe." I think it is about vulnerability, and how that can be something that is a superpower, but is often hard to kind of like express. Mm-hmm. So there's a line, "Your head got so big, you could not recognize me." So there's like a feeling of, oh, I have to, you know, put up this front to the world. I'm okay, especially now during the pandemic. I don't know if everybody's okay, but it's sort of a reminder to myself to, okay, it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
There's good things that can come from it.
Absolutely. Vulnerability is strength. Means you could, I could pack a punch, you know? That's how I always think about it. Well, I'm going to probably just go ahead and have you guys play like two songs back to back after this, and then we could chat a little bit more before your last song. That sounds good.
Great.
Wonderful. Yay, so exciting.
Animals with hats, I'm tripping on meds. It could be the way you found me. Funny to think, cause we're on the edge. Spinning constellations.
Je te suis, je te vois, tu es loin de moi. Je t'attrape et te dis, hello, ça va? Tu me réponds que tu n'as pas de temps pour moi. Tu me réponds que tu ne veux pas de moi. Nous sommes des humains et nous sommes fiers. Ah, je suis M.I.M. and we don't care.
We could try it out and roam like birds. We could try it out and roam like birds.
Je te suis, je te vois, tu es loin de moi. Je t'attrape et te dis, viens avec moi. Tu me réponds que tu ne veux pas de moi. Tu me réponds que tu n'as pas de temps pour moi. Hey,
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 hey, hey. Nous sommes des humains et nous sommes fiers. Ah, je suis M.I.M. and we don't care.
Thank you. goth enough?
Are we rock enough?
Are we girl enough?
Are we queer enough?
Are we boy enough?
Are we?
Are we here enough?
Are we? Nous sommes des humains et nous sommes fiers.
M-G-E-O.
H-U-M-I-N-N, we don't care.